Well, here we are. District Day for you is coming up on Mondays. Make a road trip over to Grand Island. You had one more meet this past week with Ogallala, and you go out and shoot 316, and great tune-up. You win that invite, and you guys are ready to go for Monday, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a great way to end the regular season. By far the toughest weather conditions we had to face. You know, we've kind of drew the good end of the stick as far as weather on our invites. You know, our practices have kind of been tough as far as we've had to battle some wind in practice, but wouldn't have it any other way as far as having some decent weather and the invites. And, you know, going up to Ogallala, we knew the wind was going to blow, and it sure did. You know, I would say it was a 25-30 mile constant wind, and you know, you had some gusts up there to 35-40, and you know, our guys did a great job of, number one, just battling the conditions. But probably the number one thing that I was so proud of them was their mindset from start to finish. You know, Coach Tyler Loop and myself both said, you know, there wasn't a single time during the round our guys complained about the wind, or they just rolled their sleeves up and competed in a high level. And, you know, we went first, second, fifth, and sixth with our top four guys in a field of, you know, 13 teams. And, you know, it was nice to see Reed Loop get back in that winner's circle. You know, he was knocking on the door, you know, all year long. Won a couple invites at the beginning of the year, but it was nice to get him another victory, some great confidence leading into Monday. And for him to go out and shoot 75 is awesome, you know, and to shoot three over par, to be able to make some putts when the wind is blowing, when your ball is wiggling a little bit, jiggling a little bit on the green, and to make those putts was awesome. And landing, coming in second with a 79 was just great as well. Had one hole he wish he would have had back, and if he would have had that back, you'd been right in that mid to low 70s again, and struck the ball extremely well all day, and just those two guys played like veteran players. You know, there's no way around it. They played like seniors, they played like veterans, they played like they played in tough weather before, and you kind of saw that. You know, and Keaton Loop ended up fifth place for us, and just put on a short game clinic. You know, we've really stress that all year long. You know, when you get into tough weather conditions, you got to lean on your short game. You know, it comes down to chipping and putting and 100 yards in, and Keaton put on a clinic when it comes around the greens. You know, was able to get up and down numerous times to save himself, save par, or even save a bogey here and there, and shot 81, which was awesome. And Trenton Riley, you know, did a great job as well, you know, to shoot 81. Had one hole he wish he would have had back. You know, that when the wind's blowing that hard, it doesn't take, you know, your miss shot can really be emphasized or maximized. And you know, for him to shoot 81 was awesome. And then Colton Cutter was right behind him with an 84. So, you know, we had, you know, five guys in that top 15 spot. And, you know, Colton was, I think, 11th in the field. And, you know, for those guys to go out there, the last regular season invite to play like that is awesome, because I think we're going to see some weather on Monday as well. Yeah.
Breezy conditions more. I think temperatures-wise should be okay, shouldn't it?
Yeah, temperature's going to be fine.
Yeah.
You know, kind of the big discussion now, I had a chance to talk with Grand Island Northwest coach yesterday, because we actually played Jackrabbit yesterday, is there is a chance for some weather to come in the afternoon. So the big discussion now is maybe moving the start time up an hour to 9 o'clock. Right now it's set for a 10 o'clock kickoff with some tee times on hole 1 and 10. But the discussion right now is to move it to 9 to give the players another hour. You know, they've been on the phone with National Weather Service to talk about, you know, is it Monday, is it Tuesday? You know, NSA Assistant Director John Dolliver opened up Wednesday as a possibility as well. So, you know, we need the rain. We're not going to complain about the rain, but, you know, it's going to be a challenge, I think, a little bit on Monday as far as there might be some moisture in the air. You know, there's going to be a little bit of wind, I think, probably that 15 to 20 mile an hour wind range, but nothing that we didn't experience yesterday for sure.
Yep, looking at my app, afternoon thunderstorms, downpours, and some wind gusts up to 30, so yeah.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing that they're you know, it's tough to be a host, because you can't predict the weather, and you don't want half the field to finish, and then you got the other half still with you know, whatever, how many holes they got left, whether it's 7 or 8 holes, and then all of a sudden you're sitting around the clubhouse twiddling your thumbs. And so probably getting that start time up to 9 probably give us a chance to get everybody in, get everybody done. But, you know, time will tell. They'll probably make an official call today when the start time will be. It doesn't matter really for us because we're going to head up tomorrow. And so we're going to be in Grand Island. It just comes a matter of time when we have to get to the golf course.
All right, so I don't know if I've asked you this before. Maybe I have. Jackrabbit compared to your home course, what's comparisons, any?
You know, as far as probably the similarities would probably be the greens. You know, the greens are decently sized. There are some breaks onto the greens, but man, it's flat as a pancake. You know, you're not gonna get fatigued walking this course. It's got generously wide fairways. You know, we played this course back in 2013 at it was the Class B state tournament. I was helping out Coach Haney. I remembered a handful of the holes, but you know, a lot of them kind of blend together. But it was kind of nice to get on the golf course yesterday. We definitely battled the wind, but we kept it light with our kids as far as we just spent a lot of time around chipping and putting. And, you know, it's got generously wide fairways. The rough, though, you know, one thing I will say, Rich, is it's kind of sneaky tough for the fact that it's in great shape. You know, the course is in great shape. The rough is really full, and our guys even had a couple issues of finding the ball, thinking that they saw it down, but they had to spend, you know, 3 or 4 minutes finding their ball in the rough. So it's going to be where you got to put a premium hitting the fairway because, you know, when you get in that little bit thicker rough, the ball isn't going to come out quite like you think. You're not going to necessarily get the spin on the ball that you want to hold on the green. So, you know, it does present some challenges. When you step on those first few tees, you're like, man, this is going to be a really scoreable course. But, you know, if you get going sideways on it, it's definitely going to take a couple numbers for you.
Top 3 teams qualify for the state meet. That's all you want. I mean, it'd be nice to be a district champion, no question. But as long as you're the top 3 that get in, that's all you care about.
Yeah, and that's the goal, is just punch your ticket, give yourself a chance to go compete with the best teams in the state. And this year is unique for the fact that, you know, there's no geographic location as far as districts. You know, we have Elkhorn North in our district. You know, we weren't the only team that was playing yesterday. O'Neill was playing yesterday. So I was driving home talking with Coach Tyler Loop. It's kind of like a mini state tournament feeling at districts for the fact that there's a lot of schools that we have never seen that are coming up. Nebraska City's in our district, you know, but we do have some familiar teams that are going to compete really hard for those top 3 spots, and that's Holdridge and Scotts Bluff and you know, Elkhorn North and ourselves, and then you got Columbus Lakeview in there as well. There's going to be 5-6 teams, I'm telling you what, right now that are going to make a push. There's always a surprise team that plays really well, and then there's always a surprise team that probably doesn't play up to what you thought they were going to play. And, you know, like you said, Rich, the goal going into the day is go out, play solid golf, punch your ticket to the state meet, and see what we can do down there in Gearing.
Interesting. Jackrabbit Run is then the host for the Class C meet the next week.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a great facility for the fact it was in awesome shape. They know that. They've really been pumping the water to it. And, so, you know, I just talked to the Ogallala coach. They actually took a day on Tuesday to drive down to Jackrabbit. When they hosted district track meet down there, they actually drove down and saw Jackrabbit. So he was giving me all the ins and outs of it, what he thought of it. And so, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how we shake out in districts. But, yeah, it's going to be a busy place between our district, and then they turn around that next week and host Class C state for sure.
All right, so you got the weekend once again. Get your things, whatever you have to do today, and you're on the road back over to get another practice round tomorrow.
Yeah, so we'll leave in the morning, tomorrow morning, and head on out, and, you know, we'll see the golf course one more time. I'm sure there's going to be a few more teams there tomorrow, kind of scouting out the course, getting a game plan together, and, you know, it just comes down to being kind of that bulletproof, you know, and when you walk into district day, it's you know, I told the guys, you know, it's not a normal day. It's, you know, we can talk about it being normal, whatever. It's a day that you talk about all year, and it's a day that you just got to embrace, and you got to work hard, and whatever happens, you know, you just got to keep standing up and taking swings and hope for the best. And I our guys have worked hard, really hard this year to set themselves up in a good position, and now it just comes down to teeing the ball up and hitting those 5-footers into the hole. So we'll see what happens.
You be able to sleep tonight and tomorrow?
Oh yeah, no problem. as much as I can. But, yeah, it's just one of those deals where it's a nerve-wracking day, but it's a day that you enjoy because you get to see the kids go out and compete. And, you know, last year we were able to win districts, and our guys put a great game plan together. This year, kind of have that same mindset. We're gonna sit down. We're gonna put a game plan together on how we can attack this course, and then it just comes down to one shot at a time, and we'll see where we're at the end of the 18 holes.
Have a great rest of the weekend, and
appreciate
we'll
it.
Be pulling for you. Cannot wait for results. Will be that you can go on to the, I'm sure NSA website. They'll have live results. I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think they have live scoring. I don't have the link in front of me right now, but they'll probably be live scoring out there. And sometimes that's a little skewed, but. As far as you don't know till the end, but you know it's going to be a fun day. There's going to be some high-level competition. I like where we're setting right now, but you never know till district day.